From the WGXE Newsroom, this is the WGXE Daily News. CNN is reporting that New York Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand voted May 11th for the Women's Health Protection Act, a bill aimed at allowing abortion nationwide. The theatrical vote's outcome was known before it was taken, but Schumer, as majority leader, wanted to get all senators on the record after the leak of the Supreme Court's ruling overturning Roe v. Wade. The Republicans voted against the measure, but Schumer could not get his entire delegation on board, as West Virginia-based Democrat Joe Manchin voted against it too, for a 51-49 total, defeating the bill. President Joe Biden said in a statement, and I quote, "Once again, as fundamental rights are at risk at the Supreme Court, Senate Republicans have blocked passage of the Women's Health Protection Act, a bill that affirmatively protects access to reproduction health care. This failure to act comes at a time when women's constitutional rights are under unprecedented attack, and it runs counter to the will of the majority of American people," end quote. Read more about this story at CNN. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Dutchess County Legislature Chair Greg Pulver has withdrawn a resolution to authorize the purchase of a 24,640-square-foot building on Poughkeepsie's north side intended for use as a homeless shelter that would house up to 100 people. Legislators were prepared to spend $2.1 million for the 26 Oakley Street property, as well as $1 million for the Department of Public Works to design the new facility. The funding would come from the county's share of the federal American Rescue Plan Act grant. But with a potential lawsuit by the city looming and widespread public outcry over the project, Pulver decided to delay action on the measure until June. Pulver said, and I quote, "It was clear people wanted more time to digest some of the material and come up with a better working plan," end quote. The delay will give residents and city officials another 30 days to provide input on the project. He said, and I quote, "We expect to move forward in June," end quote. Residents and city officials are upset about the planned location of the facility in the city's Fifth Ward, an area that, according to Democratic Minority Leader Yvette Valdez-Smith, and I quote, "has the highest unemployment rate and the lowest household income in the country," end quote. Pova conceded that opponents had held valid concerns and that the most unpopular county services, including the jail and planned rehab center, are, and I quote, "being dumped on the north side of Poughkeepsie," end quote. But Pulver said the county can mitigate the potential impacts of locating a homeless shelter in that area. He also noted that many unhoused people are already living in temporary housing units on the county jail campus. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Meg Britton Milesh is reporting for the Berkshire Eagle. Verizon Wireless, May 10th, filed a lawsuit in federal court against the City of Pittsfield, Massachusetts Board of Health in an effort to block an emergency order requiring the company to appear and defend its cell tower at 877 South Street in the city. In its complaint, the company asked the court to answer a question on the power of local boards and municipalities to regulate telecommunications companies over environmental and health concerns. Verizon wants the court to weigh in on whether the Board of Health's order violated the Telecommunications Act of 1996. At the request of Pittsfield City Council, the Board of Health has been investigating the health concerns reported by residents that live near the 4G cell tower, including headaches, dizziness, nausea, insomnia, skin rashes, and other problems. The Board of Health issued an emergency order on April 11th, giving Verizon 7 days to request a hearing to show why the board should not issue a cease and desist order. The board found that the cell tower, and I quote, "is a public nuisance," end quote, and I quote, "a cause of sickness," end quote, that, and I quote, "directly causes harm to certain individuals and renders dwelling unfit for human habitation, end quote. The members of the city council this week held a lengthy executive session about the matter, but declined to comment afterwards, citing pending litigation. Verizon is arguing the board's order violates the Telecommunications Act's preemption clause, preventing state or local governments from regulating the placement, construction, and modification of wireless service facilities on the basis of alleged environmental effects, as long as the facility is operating within the Federal Communications Commission's regulations on those emissions. Health effects, according to Verizon, are included within the scope of, and I quote, environmental effects, end quote. The company maintains it is operating well within the FCC standards for radio frequency emissions. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. Porcupine Soup is reporting 5 members of the Cairo Durham High School senior class have earned the New York State Seal of Biliteracy, recognizing their high levels of proficiency in English and Spanish. The students recognized are Kara Byrne, Robert Lampman, Ali McGifford, Michaela Mudge, and James Matinsky. The students are the second class of Cairo Durham students to earn the Seal of Biliteracy distinction. In addition to special seals on their diplomas, they will also receive medallions in recognition of their achievement. Tammy Carker, Department Facilitator for Languages Other Than English at Cairo Durham High School, said, and I quote, "Earning the Seal of Biliteracy is a true affirmation of these students' accomplishments in language proficiency and multicultural understanding and meaningful for their future college endeavors and employers," end quote. All 5 candidates completed upper-level English and word language courses with a minimum average of 85% and earned high scores on Regents, Advanced Placement, and other accredited Checkpoint C exams. Candidates were also required to present a research project meeting the state's criteria for proficiency in speaking, listening, reading, and writing in English and at least one other language. Read more about this story at porcupinesoup.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.